With weather forecasts predicting continuous rain for the next 2 weeks, experts are raising concerns about crop damage. Though initially welcome after repeated droughts eroded food security, experts now fear that the rains are exacerbating the numbers of hungry citizens. With COVID-19 putting people out of work and killing their income, the country's economic recession has led organizations such as the World Food Program to project that 8.6 million people, over half the country's population, would be food insecure by the year end. Claire Neville, the spokesperson for the organization in Zimbabwe, says hunger is set to surge in the country.
Some 5.6 million people are projected to be food insecure between January and March 2021. Nearly half, including more than a third of the rural population, are expected to be facing crisis or emergency levels of hunger, up from 2.6 million people a year ago. We estimate in WFP that half of all urban dwellers, or roughly 2.2 million people, go to bed hungry right now. And we know that a further 1.2 million food insecure people would be much worse off today without the life-saving food assistance from WFP and its partners over the past year.
Agricultural experts say excessive rains can flush out nutrients such as nitrates and phosphates, which the crops need. And this is especially the case for smallholder farmers planting in sandy soil, which constitutes 70% of the arable land in Zimbabwe. According to the problems, ammonium nitrate fertilizer, which replaces leached nitrogen from the soil, is in short supply. Ed Momzenda, an agronomist with Windmill, one of the country's largest fertilizer companies, weighs in on the situation.
Most of the AN that we use in Zimbabwe, we are importing it. The most of it is some import. It must be from Asia. I cannot say whether it's because of Forex or it's because of the effects of COVID, but I would need to think these two factors might be the ones contributing to this shortage of supply of AN in the country, and as well as urea. All I can say is, especially for our company, each and every week we are receiving some AN and as well as some urea, and we are also feeding it into our depots all over the country. But then the demand is too high compared to what we are supplying to them.
Muzenda says that the loss of soil nutrients through leaching is not the only problem farmers face this season.
In areas, for example, in Marondera, which is Marsh East, mostly our soils are sand. So in these areas, yield is going to be very low, of course, due to leaching. In areas with heavy soils, there is less leaching. But of course, because their soils are heavy, weed pressure can also be high.
Experts such as Muzenda say Zimbabwe's soils generally have low fertility and require inorganic fertilizer and organic fertilizer and mulching to counter the degradation. Government last year launched the conservation farming program called Fumfuza nationwide in a bid to curtail the impact of the expected annual drought season. The program involves zero land tillage and the planting of crops in basins intended to capture rain. Lawrence Mjere, an agronomist with Harvest Plus, an organization that works with farmers promoting biofortified crops, says the expected gains from the conservation farming program look all but obliterated.
Yeah, the Fumfuza concept was a noble one because the country had experienced successive droughts. However, given the current situation, the Fumfuza is now causing some adverse effects also because it's continuously raining. Farmers need to adapt and adopt other technologies that can help the current situation. We are now recommending farmers actually assess their fields and adjust the concept to ridge their crops and drain the water out of the fields.
Experts say the harvest hangs in the balance as extreme weather, swinging from severe drought to massive rainfall, indicates that something has gone awry with the climate. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Zimbabwe.